Om Shanti. Good evening. Baba, the bestower of blessings, has showered so many blessings on each and every one of us since we have become Baba's children. And if each one of us can use even one of those many blessings in the right way, at the right time, we can really make impossible possible, make difficulties become easy for ourselves. And one of the important blessings which Baba has reminded us many times during this season's Murli is about accomplishment in Brahmin life. Whether you want to call it as accomplishment, success is your birthright. Success is the garland of your neck. So definitely, when God has said that, it is true. Only we have to use the right method to make it happen. I remember once Mama was asked that how come she always says yes to Baba whenever, whatever Baba says. So she explained the understanding behind her expression of Haji. Mama said, God is truth, and whatever He says, it is true. That means it's already happened. God is only giving me or us the chance to create my fortune, our fortune. So when we bring each version of Baba into action with that faith in our mind that God is truth and He is speaking this to me, so it has already happened. Only opportunity I have is to make it happen once again. So for that only, I need to have faith, I need to have recognition, and that gives me the power to do it and make it happen. So success is definitely our birthright. What it means to experience success as birthright, it means to experience success naturally and easily, without labor. Just like a child doesn't labor to receive its inheritance. The moment it is born, it is the successor, inheritor of the parents' property. So those of us who have faith in the intellect, victory is guaranteed, success is guaranteed. But I should really experience it in a very easy way, in a natural way. So for that, first of all, I need to understand the meaning of success. I need to understand the measure of success. Because when I begin to look at success on a very physical level, like, for example, passing an examination, winning a medal, climbing a mountain. Of course, these are all limited success, but we are not looking out for that kind of limited success. For Baba's children, the measure of success is even more subtle and deeper. For example, if I am able to remain content with myself, if I am able to bring contentment to all other souls who are in my contact, that is my success. If I can get the certificate of contentment, that is my medal of victory. Or in simple words, if I make a promise, if I can keep up the promise, that is success. If I am able to make my thoughts, words and actions identical, that is success. If I am able to serve selflessly without any kind of selfish motive, without any kind of self-centric desire, that is my success. So success is measured on a very subtle level. And so when I begin to see, for example, I have a thought in the morning to do something for myself and I am able to make it happen by the end of the day. So my thoughts and actions became equal, that is success. So that brings a great joy when I begin to see success on that level. But in order to even experience success on that level, I need to have a driving force. I need to have that inner strength. And that is why Baba has mentioned about determination as the key to success. Faith is the foundation. If I don't have faith in myself, if I don't have faith in Baba, if I don't have faith in drama, and if I don't have faith in the time that I am passing through, I cannot create a strong foundation for success. So we all move along in this Brahmin life, creating this strong foundation of faith. But faith alone is not enough. I need the key to unlock success, victory in my life. So this evening, we are going to look at many definitions of determination that makes us a successful soul. Remember, we are successful, we were successful, and we will be. But it is only an opportunity to make things happen. It has already happened, but with this determination, you make it happen once again. That is why they say in our world today, there are three types of people. The ones who make things happen, they are called leaders. The one who wake up and ask what has happened, they become followers. The one who follow what has happened, they are followers. The one who wake up late, questioning what happened. So they will be the third category. So we all should become leaders in our own accord to make things happen. So for that we need determination. And Bap Dada has been talking about determination in most of the Muralis of the season. We do have determination. We have the inner strength, we have the willpower, but, there is a but to it, because it becomes weak from time to time, and that is why there is a difference between our thoughts and our action. So what Bap Dada has inspired us to do is, revise determination so that you are able to realize and bring transformation. So today I am going to share with you some simple definitions of what is determination. It is a virtue. It is a power. I remember Jagdish Bhai once asked Mama to tell him two main virtues that will bring in all other virtues easily. And Mama said, introversion and determination. So determination is really not only the power, but it is also the virtue that helps to keep up what we have already created. So one of the definition is determination is strength of the mind. It is the inner power, willpower to carry things to their conclusion. Willpower, inner power to carry things to their conclusion. Determination is also wholehearted acceptance to do a task. Wholehearted acceptance to perform a task. When we talk about determination, it includes both faculties of the soul, mind and intellect. So when both energies of the mind and intellect work together, we can do wonders. Because sometimes mind is one way, intellect is one way, and so there is conflict within ourselves, and so we lose the game. Determination also means not going back. Proceed further and reach the destination. No turning back, no stopping, no looking at the side scenes. Proceed further till I reach my destination. In one word, I would say determination means no termination. No termination, no turning back. Determination also means to believe in yourself, not as a leap of faith, not out of blind faith, but to believe in yourself on the basis of truth. It is self-belief. That is why one of the trademark of a determined soul is willpower. They are willing to commit themselves for the task because they believe they can. And because they believe, they do it. Determination also means an intense thought. You know, means a thought which is powerful. And powerful thought automatically brings result. We can also say that when the stability of the mind can remain still and uninterrupted by the bumps of life. There are so many bumps in our life. But when I am able to maintain the stability of my mind, uninterrupted, not experiencing any upheaval, even against the bumps of my life, I have determination. Also, we can say determination is using one's competence and capabilities fully. See, in fact, Baba knows each one of us are capable. Baba knows that each one of us have competence, but we ourselves don't recognize our capability, self-competence, so sometimes we give up. So actually determination is to use our capabilities and competence fully. So then we can make things happen. I remember Dadi Janki's two words always. In order to really enhance my determination, why did Baba choose me? Why he did not choose somebody else? Because he has faith in me that I can do it. Because he has seen me, I have done it before. And so always remind yourself, Baba has chosen me with the faith that I will do it. So if I don't do it, who else will? That's one thing. Second thing is when. Because one of the enemies of determination is procrastination. You know, of course you want to do something, you make up your mind, the enemy comes in. In a very disguised form. Not now, later, not today, tomorrow. So we procrastinate. So in order to avoid the thief of procrastination stealing our time, Dadi has given another slogan, if I don't do it now, then when? So the trademark of a determined person is now or never. Because they know the value of time. Even this morning, you know, Baba was talking about the time which is so auspicious for making effort. If I don't make effort now, I lose this time from my hands. So this time won't come. So two things. One is, if I don't do it, who else? And if I don't do it now, then when? Now or never? Remember Baba, Sakar Baba, always liked those children who did whatever they have to do now, not later. Me and not somebody else. So in that way, I am able to strengthen my inner strength, my inner power. So actually there are four enemies for determination. We have to really be careful not to allow them to influence me. See, one is, of course, Baba has made it very clear, excuses. When I have the thought of giving excuses, I have to talk to myself. What am I doing? You know what is excuse? Excuse is a sugar-coated lie. You know? It is a sugar-coated lie, telling lie in a very royal way. So I am only deceiving myself. I am not deceiving anybody else. And secondly, Avek Babdada has mentioned once, when you are giving excuses, in Hindi it is called karan. So when you are giving excuses, you remember you are getting yourself admitted in the jail. Because those who give excuses here, they don't do what they are supposed to do, and then they have to face Dharmaraj, that is jail. So I don't want to give excuse. That is one enemy. The second enemy is carelessness. Royal carelessness. How it comes? Oh, no one has yet become perfect. Everybody is making effort. They are all making mistake. If I don't do it, doesn't matter. You know, everybody is like this. If this one will change, then I will change. If this one does this, then I will do this. So carelessness is actually half sleep. So when someone is half sleep, they are losing time from their hands. So I have to be careful about this second enemy. And the third one, Baba said, Baba's children are short-sighted. Their long sight is very good. You know? But they are short-sighted. That means they cannot see their own defect. They can see the defects of others. And because of that, I am not able to check and change myself. So I have to improve my short sight so that I am able to see myself, change myself, and develop respect for myself. These are the three key points. To change, see myself, change myself, and have respect for myself. And the fourth one, I think we all remember. You know, even Dadi Gulzar was reminding us, our determination stays with us 75% until the morning Murali time is over. And after that, slowly, 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 the power of thought gets loose. Why? Because we all play one particular game. And that is blaming others. So we have to become free from blame culture. This is a culture we have developed. You know, just like in English, there is a proverb. They say, give bad name to a dog and kill it. That means put the blame on others and you make yourself free. But that is no effort. So this is why if I want to keep up my determination, Baba taught us beautiful lesson. Be Arjuna. You know, Arjuna means the one who takes the initiative to change oneself. Because in this you must remember I first. Not like you first. If somebody else did something and if they realized, if they changed themselves, so they will get first number and you get second number. So am I happy getting second number? No. I want first number. So that means I become Arjuna to change myself first. So if we really want to maintain determination, reach our goal of becoming equal to the Father, I have to keep away from these four enemies. Excuses, carelessness, short-sightedness, and blame culture. And in order to maintain, you know, one is to create the inner strength, willpower, but to maintain that willpower and determination, I would like to share with you a 10-point program that we can check every day to what extent we are following them, so it will help us to bring success as reality, not sometime later, but every day in our life. So one of the point is, determination means just do it. Do or die. Means, what else? We are here for what? You know, why? When I have to do it, why I have to give excuse later, not now, somebody else? So, to deliver things at any cost, that means no excuses. Just do it. That's why I said to remember Dadi's words, if I don't do it, who else will do it? You know, if I don't do it now, when will I do it? So first thing, do or die. We have come to die. We have come to do. You remember the slogan, the one who does are the ones who attains. Not ones who thinks are the one who attain. If you are thinking, I will do this, I will do that, I will do the other, you won't get anything. Only when you do it, then you know the power of your thoughts. So that is first point. The second point is innovate and invent. See, when you do something new, innovation, invent something new, you have the intoxication, you have the enthusiasm in the form of energy that drives you. Like for example, all the scientific inventions, you know, are invented with two things, determination and dedication. You must remember two D's. Not only determination, there has to be dedication. And in order to maintain that, as I mentioned earlier, use your capabilities and competence fully. Don't deceive yourself. So when I have innovative intellect, inventive intellect, doing something new, I am able to keep up my determination. No, we all have enough resource within ourselves, you know. We are master creators. We are golden-aged souls. So we have lot of creative energy, really. Only thing is we are lazy sometimes to tap, you know. We are happy receiving prepared food, you know. Like nowadays they go to restaurant and take away food. So, but that is also good. But at the same time, I must also invent, create, innovate. And that actually makes my energy level higher, my inner strength, and that helps me to keep my determination. The second thing. The third point is, not to give up. Try your best till the end. You know, Baba's slogan is, try till you succeed. That is why they say a winner will never quit. A quit will never win. So we should not give up easily. We must continue to try until we succeed. Don't sit down there thinking, oh, it is not in my fortune. Maybe I am not such a pure soul. Last kalpa also I cannot do it. That is why I couldn't do it now. You know, like sometimes we are very good in using knowledge in the wrong way to make ourselves sleep on the Dunlop pillow. No, don't sit there waiting for your fortune, but be action-oriented. You know, keep trying one, second, twice, then it will happen. Every time you attempt it, you have not wasted your time. Actually, you have brought success closer. You know, like when you want to break a wall, for example, you hit with a hammer. With one hammer, it doesn't break. But you have to hit it 10 times, then the wall will fall. That doesn't mean the 10th hit was powerful, but everyone was necessary. So the third aspect is try again, don't give up. Try your best. That's why Baba says, you know, if you don't try, you will not be able to receive anything. You know, some people sit there thinking, oh, if it is in drama, it will happen. You can't even get a glass of water to drink if you don't make effort. No effort, no luck. If you want luck, you have to make effort. But effort without labor. This is the wonderful thing, isn't it? You have to work hard, but you should not look hard working. Understand? See, this is what is called effort without labor. No gains without pains. You have to make effort. That means you have to work hard, but you should not look hardworking. Because if you look hardworking, that becomes labor. And then people will pity you. They say, oh, yo, I am so sorry to see you working so hard. But it is not hard work for us because we are doing it with love. So, try your best. Don't give up. That is why they say success comes to those who have patience. You know, the last step before you become successful is patience. Even if you have determination but no patience, you can't see success as reality. The fourth point is never looking back. No looking back. Baba keeps reminding us every day, put a full stop, don't look back. Because actually, this looking back habit actually retards our speed of effort. We have to learn from the past, not repeat the mistakes, but learn from the mistake and move forward. Now, many of us become weaker because we are worried, we feel guilty about the mistakes that we have done in the past. Why we wasted so much of time? But you are wasting time also thinking why I wasted time in the past. So sometimes we don't realize that, you know. So in fact, if I can live in the present, make maximum use of the present, when the present becomes the past, you don't have to worry. And the fifth point is, translate all challenges that comes to you in the form of opportunity. Don't look at problem, don't look at it as a test, but look at it as an opportunity. That means, you know, when you look at it as an opportunity, you are able to use your inner strength to make maximum use of that opportunity. When you look at a situation as a challenge, you are able to face it and overcome. That's why Baba said the other day, when any situation comes in front of you, you accept it as a gift, not as a storm. Because if you look at the situation as a storm, your thoughts will go like hurricane. Who brought this situation, why it has come and how it has come? So you get more confused. But you look at it as a gift from God. When someone will give you a gift, how do you receive it? You know, with all smiles, isn't it? So it is actually pushing your boat of life faster to come close to your destination. So don't question, but answer whatever situation comes as an opportunity. As Baba said, test, obstacles, situation comes for those who are studying very well. You know, if you are a dull student, you won't get any test. If you are a bright student, you get many tests. So that is a good sign that we are progressing well. But only thing is, I should not ask a question for a question. This is what we do. We are sitting in the examination hall. We are given question to answer. Instead of answering the question, we start questioning. Who prepared this question paper? Why they gave this question? I did not expect this question. So what is happening? You are losing time. So naturally I won't be able to succeed, isn't it? So this is why it is very important to keep the line of intellect clear so that you can get the correct touching, correct yukti what method I need to use now and answer. So change the consciousness from problem into challenge and challenge into opportunities. And of course, learn from the past. And then the seventh aspect is have an optimistic outlook towards everything. See good in everything. See benefit in everything. This is very, very important. You know, it is not necessary that always good things will happen to us. So many, because we have karmic accounts of 63 births with so many souls and so much with the nature, so many different situations will come. But even when something negative is happening, to see, to change negative into positive and have an optimistic outlook towards it. Something bad, you change bad into good and accept it as good. That is the sign of a healthy mind. You know, it's not that when it is good, you accept it as good and then feel good. So this is why one slogan Baba has given for all of us to remember, that Baba is the benefactor and we are in the most benevolent confluence age. This is the age of ascending. No matter what happens, it will definitely take us to the ascending stage. So we should not doubt ourselves, questioning. So then only I am able to have optimism. There is benefit. No, that is why Baba has given this slogan for us. Whatever has happened up until now was good. Whatever is happening now, what would you say? Very good. And if somebody will ask you what will happen tomorrow, do you know? What will happen tomorrow? Don't know? Better? Sure? No fear? Oh, this may happen, that may happen. No? So if I am pakka about this, then why question mark? Why negativity? Why fear? Because fear, doubt, imagination, all these make success move away from us. So I need to develop this faith. Everything is good and everyone is good. Nothing is bad. So optimism is very, very important. And the eighth aspect is be goal-oriented. You know, sometimes we move in this Brahmin life without a goal. That means without an aim, what I want to achieve. So my own experience is I need to create a goal, like Baba said, set a date. You know, from the moment you have set a date, your effort begins in that direction. So you need to have a long-term goal and then a short-term goal. Like say, for example, what you want to achieve in next 3 months, what you want to achieve in next 1 month, what you want to achieve in next 1 week, and what I want to achieve for today. So if I am able to have small term and short term goals, my energy will be directed towards my goal. Without setting a goal, I won't be able to have success and I won't be able to make up my mind to make things happen. And of course, after you have set goals, if there are obstacles that comes on your way, you must always remember, tough time will not last longer, but tough people last longer. Tough means strong-willed people last longer. Difficult time doesn't last longer. They are like scenes you know, just like clouds in the sky, they are just passing. So I just need to stand back and observe. So two things are important in this. If you only, you know, have a vision of what you want to achieve, it's not enough. You need to combine your vision with action. This is what we are told, vision and action makes our life a reality. So otherwise action without vision is only dream, and vision without action is what they call drudgery. So vision and action actually gives us an opportunity to experience success. So be goal-oriented. Even when you are here in Madhuban, you are here for 2 weeks, 1 week. Set an aim in your mind, what I want to achieve. Okay, then every day, what I want to do today. So let your energy be focused towards that aim and check at night. Whatever thought I had after Amrit Vela, did I achieve that or not? Even one of the Murlis of the season, this is what Baba said, every day at Amrit Vela, make a determined thought in front of Baba, that Baba, I want to become equal to you. Express your deep desire, determined thought, I want to attain Karmatit stage, I want to become like you. So when you have that intense desire at Amrit Vela, then during the day, Baba will help you as a teacher in many ways to fulfill that desire. And then I can check at night, you know, to what extent I have achieved. So we need to be goal-oriented to keep up what we want to achieve in our life. And the ninth one is, to be benevolent, that means to be generous, having a big heart. Because, you know, sometimes when our determination turns to stubbornness, we become narrow-minded, we become self-centric. So we should not mix up determination with stubbornness. See, that is why I always feel that we must be disciplined, but we should not be rigid. Because if you become rigid, you will lose all your friends. But if you are disciplined and flexible, people will appreciate you and they take a lot of inspiration from you. So what it means to be generous-hearted means to be selfless. See, the difference between stubbornness and determination is, stubbornness is a weakness. That is also strong will. Those who are stubborn, they also have a very strong will. You know, like determination, but the only thing is that strong will is self-centric. They want something for themselves. Selfish, but determination is more selfless. It is for the benefit of myself and for the benefit of others. So stubbornness is receiving only. Determination is giving. So this is where I need to make sure that my determination, strength of my mind, my inner will, doesn't become self-centric. That I don't care for other people. I don't think about other people's feelings. I just want to do what I want to do. You know, sometimes we are family. We may have planned something to do for ourselves, but suddenly something comes in. So as a family, I should be able to be flexible to attend to that first. So that does not mean that you have lost your determination. You still have that powerful thought to make things happen, but you become a source of inspiration because you are able to be flexible. So some Brahmins, you know, because of having that rigidity with discipline, not following discipline with love and have flexibility, they are not able to become a source of inspiration to others. So this is why the ninth aspect is being generous, being selfless, disciplined but not rigid, being flexible. And the tenth important point is what I call it as concentration. You cannot have determination if your power of concentration is not working. And I think that is why Baba mentioned about the importance of concentration. See, if you don't have the power of concentration, which means focused mind, focused, your mind and intellect focused, you cannot go deeper and achieve what you want to achieve in life. So concentration is very important. So for that, I just want to give you an image. In Mahabharata, you know, Arjuna was told to shoot the arrow towards the eye of the fish. If he could do it, then he would win that archery. So he was able to concentrate only on the pupil of the eye of the fish, and he could really hit the arrow. He had the determination to win, but the winning was possible because of the concentration. So if I want to improve my determination, I need to develop my power of concentration. That means pinpointedness, total focus. So if I have concentration, determination is the other side. It will automatically come into my life. And so I would suggest that, you know, success, Baba has given all of us the blessings, definitely. Success is your birthright, but that is only possible when I am able to revise my determined thought again and again. And particularly, revising determined thought means revising my promise. See, one is to make promise, and the other is to make a firm pledge. So determination to me is like taking a pledge. See, when someone take an oath, a pledge, they just keep up that pledge whether they have to die or whether they have to live, they must keep up that pledge, that vow. So in Hindi, the words are rhyming. You know, we can reveal Baba, that is pratyaksh, only when we make effort on the basis of firm pledge. Firm pledge, in one word, you can call it as vow. You know, in the path of bhakti, there are some devotees, they take a vow. Today I am going to be without water. And no matter how thirsty they feel, but they will not touch a drop of water because they think it is breaking the vow. And that they feel pleases God because they do it with a devotional feeling, bhavna. So when I have made up my mind to do something for myself, I should not allow the excuse, influence of carelessness to come in. So I should keep up. That's why Baba says, to make promises easy, but we get marks only when we keep up the promise, maintain the promise. So that is what is determination. Making promise and maintaining the promise until the last breath of my life. So automatically I will have attainments according to that. So Baba wants us to really strengthen this crew of determination. You know, even though we have very powerful thought in the morning when we begin our day, but during the day that crew of determination becomes a bit loose. So what Dadi Gulzar suggested for us to do is check yourself every couple of hours. How am I going? How are my thoughts? How are my words? How are my actions? Is it matching or not? If something is little bit loose, tighten it there itself. So that you don't waste the rest of the day. Otherwise, when I check at night, I have wasted my day, isn't it? So this is why determination is called the key to success. Because determination has within itself willpower, inner strength. It is double power, soul power and God's power. So with that driving force, definitely we can make impossible possible. It's not you control others when you have determination, but you become a source of inspiration, silently moving with your own willpower. So in order to increase that willpower, inner power, all that I need to do is to surrender my intellect to Baba. Baba doesn't want even our intellect. Okay, he has a better intellect. All that we need to do is to surrender the ego of our intellect. So then the intellect becomes humble, and that humble intellect cooperate with our mind. So when the mind and intellect works together, that power makes things happen. And so let us use this key, the key of determination, to make things happen. So remember three words. I am, and I can, and I will. Easy to remember? Don't say any more words, you know, I shall do it if this one does it. Change the word shall into will. I will do it. I can do it. And I am. That means I have done it before. So this automatically, this power in my words, power in my thoughts, gives me the strength to move, to make things happen. Just be careful about the enemies who are waiting to take away the power. No more excuse, no more carelessness, no more blaming, and no short-sightedness. If you have short-sightedness, you get your eyes checked by the specialist here. Not the physical eye clinic you go to. Someone who is more experienced, in case you cannot check your own self. So in that way, my vision becomes brighter. I can see myself, I can change myself, and I can have respect for myself. So with this thought, I am able to move forward with the understanding that Baba has faith in me, Baba has chosen me, so I will do what Baba wants me to do. So next time when Bab Dada comes, he should give us the good news that we are really using the key properly and making things happen. So no more procrastination. Procrastination is the thief of time. It robs your time and don't allow you to make decisions properly. So let us experience really success here and now. Every moment, every thought, every word, so that it gives us the happiness now, not sometime later. So then it will accumulate. And seeing our success, seeing our happiness, many others will get inspired. So we will sit with that determination in our mind today, that we will and make things happen. And from today, we just let go of the thieves that are hiding in us to take away our determination. And we will maintain patience as the scenes of the drama, you know, because there is time for everything to happen. So if I have patience together with determination, then success becomes reality. So we will, next half an hour, we sit with that powerful thought, intense thought, with our willingness, willing all our weaknesses to Baba and become free so that Baba can help us. Baba's power and soul power will make success a reality. Okay? So let us bring back our mind and intellect focused, because until, as we said, until we have the power of concentration, determination doesn't work. So what I request all of you to do is close the three doors and leave one door open. There are four doors. So if you want to have powerful meditation, only one door should be opened. First door you have to close is the consciousness of your own body. That door not necessary now. The second door is the consciousness of bodily relations. That also can be shed. And the third door is the awareness of material objects. We don't need anything right now. So only one door is Baba. So one way traffic. Not only close the door, but lock it. So that Maya doesn't push it and come. And if all of us can sit with that one thought, that I am a powerful soul, and I will make my thought and actions identical. So then you will see how your thoughts will be blessed by Baba, and your thoughts will automatically get materialized. So let us spend the next half an hour being with Baba, allowing our inner power to empower ourselves. Om Shanti.
Determination. Determination is strength of mind, inner power, will power, power to carry things to their conclusion. Determination allows me to cross barriers easily and quickly. I do not look backwards or ask questions. I free my mind from unnecessary thoughts and become focused and alert. In this state of mind, I have clarity to judge accurately and make easy decisions. So, I can reach my goal and move on to new things. I only think about that which I need to achieve. I keep the goal in front of me, and with the help of my positive thoughts, I see the result emerging. I don't have to work hard to achieve my goal, because my powerful thoughts stay constant and carry me along. With a flexible nature, I can move around the obstacles. So, I keep progressing and moving forward. I meet all challenges with enthusiasm and confidence. I know change is inevitable. I am determined to achieve the best for myself and others. Determination does not mean to control others or to force situations. So, I give regard to others' opinions and personalities. My determination inspires others to cooperate and bring changes into their lives. Within the silence of my mind, I renew my determination with a peaceful and calm attitude. I understand that all worthwhile achievements have their own time of fruition. So I wait patiently and gather inner strength. Now I know I am, I can, I will.